with the live show, you know, you kind of have the opportunity to do stuff. You know, like when you're listening to something that's 2 years old, you're like, oh, I wish I did this, or I wish I did this. And so I think for me, it's just kind of an opportunity to clean things up, fix things up, add things that I think are missing, stuff like that, you know, which is nice, yeah.
How do you change it for festivals? Because does it feel like a whole different ball game? Because I mean, your shows are such a spectacle. I can imagine that if whether or not people are familiar with you, they're drawn into them.
I used to more, you know, because I used to just totally make ambient drone music, basically. In the first festival I ever played, I was performing and people were just leaving. And so I was like, So I just like started playing one of the built-in like techno loops on the 404 or whatever. And then everyone was like, woo! And I think my set is more kind of oriented towards, not oriented towards festivals, but it can sustain festivals better than it used to. So I don't know if we change it significantly. It's usually just shorter, I guess.
Yeah. You learned to play the guitar, didn't you, for this last record?
Poorly.
Well, it sounds great. And not many people make that kind of transition. It's usually the other way, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it's usually rock bands going into electronic music. What inspired that? Was it stuff you were listening to, or just an interest in the instrument suddenly, or?
A bit of both. I mean, I did get a free guitar, which really helped in my guitar playing. I was like, oh, I have this. I should, you know, play around with it. But I think also, I think I was just really tired of people saying Grimes is synth pop, because I think it had mostly been sort of synth oriented, just because that was the cheapest instrument and the simplest instrument I had access to when I started making music. It wasn't necessarily a creative choice. It was sort of a choice based on availability. And so, I don't know, I just figured, like, you got to start somewhere, and guitar is probably the best place to start when you're, you know, learning quote-unquote real instruments or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always, honestly, probably been someone who listened to more rock than electronic music anyway. I think just electronic music, if you're starting out, especially as a producer, is easier to get into. So I don't know, I think it was just, and also I think just playing something with, where you're strumming and you're making rhythmic sounds with your hands, that's something I didn't realize before actually picking up a guitar. Like, that's a lot different from keys, where, you know, you're much more limited with regards to what you can do rhythmically. I think the guitar just really opened up that door a lot for me. So it was just really exciting to play around with that aspect of it.
Do you think it's a good time for rock music at the moment?
I don't know. I feel like it might actually be kind of a bad time for rock music. But I feel like rock music will, I don't know. Things seem very heavily skewed electronic at the moment, but I don't know. I feel like I'm like the inverse of everybody else.
Have you got anything special planned for tonight?
We have better costumes than usual, I guess, which we're all very stressed about because we know they'll be destroyed and we have to give them back. Stella McCartney's lending us stuff to wear, and like we're like, you know that these clothes will be ruined permanently, and they're like, no, just send them back. Send when you're done. Because there's a part in the show where I roll around on the ground, and it's like silk. It's definitely gonna be, but we'll just see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess.